This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Boeing, which makes planes, is campaigning heavily to renew the authorization for the Export-Import Bank, while Delta, that flies planes, is equally active in opposing the renewal because loans go to foreign airlines to buy Boeing planes to compete against them. National Transportation Safety Board is recommending that all new railway tank cars are built with the ability to withstand more heat and pressure from a crash or blast. Domino's Pizza says they have to raise wages to get the right people. Big company practices of paying suppliers late, often 120 days after billing, has found pushback in Britain, where 1,700 companies have signed a voluntary agreement after regulators threatened action, saying they would pay within 60 days. When Diageo, the spirits company owning Johnny Walker and other brands, asked for 90 days, the Forum of Private Business appealed and forced Diageo to get back in line. International Association of Machinists withdrew a major union election application to organize 20,000 Delta flight attendants. The union withdrew the petition, which had been submitted before the National Mediation Board after a number of union support cards were found to have questionable signatures, according to IAM. Between 2004 and 2013, men and women were about equally likely to be multiple job holders. A white police officer in North Charleston, South Carolina, has been charged with murder after a video surfaced showing him shooting and killing an apparently unarmed black man while he fled. 26 states have an earned income tax credit, and surprisingly, Oklahoma and Louisiana do, but California does not. Some 330,000 civil suits wait in federal court as judicial vacancies go unfilled and criminal cases take precedence. The number of cases 3 years old exceeded 30,000 for the fifth time in the last 10 years. A new study makes public what the FDA did not, the names of diet and workout supplements that contain the chemical BMPA, which is similar to amphetamines. Rahm Emanuel was reelected as mayor of Chicago. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about acts and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.